Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, Field Crops Educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our Field Crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU Field Crops Entomologist Chris DeFonso talking about late summer insect management issues. There are several soybean leaf eaters present this year, including an incredible number of thistle caterpillars, the ones that will turn into painted lady butterflies. Others include bean leaf beetle and Japanese beetle, and though defoliation can appear severe on some plants, it is rarely bad enough to warrant an insecticide application. The first generation of eastern corn borer has already bored into corn stalks and ears, and so it's unlikely that they will be controlled, but the second generation of moths will be flying in 1 to 2 weeks in our area. Chris says if you have a field of BT corn where eastern corn borer is not controlled, contact her right away. Western bean cutworm egg laying and hatching has begun, so start scouting corn for egg masses. The cumulative threshold for treatment is 5% of plants with egg masses. Potato leafhopper populations will continue to increase throughout the summer. If you see significant hopper burn symptoms and a harvest is not imminent in your alfalfa, consider an insecticide treatment. MSU field crop pathologist Martin Chilvers commented that reports of low-level tar spot in corn have come in from Kent and Gratiot counties. He says tasseling or silking is the best time to apply a fungicide to control tar spot if you do have it in your fields. The weather outlook was presented by MSU Ag Climatologist Jeff Andreessen. Rainfall this past week was highly variable, and with the heat wave we experienced, crop water usage is at or near peak for corn and soybean. The high pressure system that brought cooler weather earlier this week has moved off to the east, ushering in the return of warmer temperatures. The next chance of rain in our area won't be until Monday, and that will be followed by another dry week next week. Jeff believes the precipitation forecast for Michigan may be too aggressive and that we will see closer to a quarter to a half inch over the next week. Near normal temperatures and precipitation are predicted for the beginning of August, but equal chances remain for the rest of August. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with the closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. I also want to make you aware of two meetings that MSU Extension will be hosting in the next few weeks. Tools for Navigating a Challenging Farm Economy will be held on Friday morning, August 2nd, at Greenstone in Schoolcraft, and Greenstone will be sponsoring the lunch. Topics will include FSA updates, crop insurance options, including considerations for prevented planting, finding financial success in uncertain times, and weathering the storm, managing farm stress in stressful times. On Friday morning, August 16th, we will host the Southwest Michigan Crop and Irrigation Research Field Day. The meeting will be held north of Sturgis and will be sponsored by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee and include a free lunch. Topics include old and new tools for irrigation scheduling and soil moisture monitoring, corn leaf wetness and tar spot in corn, irrigation uniformity checking with Taco Bell or Eye in the Sky, soybean nodulation and crop development research, and soybean production in the late planted season. Registration for both of these meetings can be found online at the MSU Extension website. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's virtual breakfast, where MSU's new sugar beet specialist Dan Bublitz will talk about managing sugar beet pests. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.